Hi, this is Eric Lofholm, and I'd like to welcome you to my Persuasion and Influence Mastery audio program. I am so excited for you because I have spent more than 10 years studying this information on persuasion, influence, sales, marketing, success. I've listened to over 10,000 audio tapes and CDs, watched hundreds of hours of DVD and videos, and attended over 100 live seminars and delivered thousands and thousands of sales presentations. Had my sleeves rolled up in the trenches to prepare me for this moment right now to be able to deliver to you my best content on persuasion and influence. On this audio program, I will share with you the system that I use to effortlessly, consistently make sale after sale after sale. More importantly, this is a system that I've shared with thousands of clients all over the world to help them become more persuasive and produce better results. Most importantly, this program is going to help you. It's going to help you generate more leads, set more appointments, effortlessly handle any objection with confidence and ease, improve your time management, improve your goal setting, and most importantly, make more money. There is nothing more powerful than a good idea whose time has come. And many of the ideas that I'm going to share with you on this audio program, you are ready to receive right now and put into action and start seeing an immediate increase in your results. And one of my favorite distinctions is that you can never unlearn something. And what that means is once you've gotten these powerful distinctions, they are going to improve your persuasiveness, your ability to influence others for the rest of your life. Now, I'm going to be using throughout this audio program a term I call a distinction. And what I mean by a distinction is just simply an understanding beyond common knowledge. And oftentimes it's profound knowledge. I'm a student always seeking profound knowledge. I'm going to be sharing with you through this audio program many of my best, most powerful, profound ideas. One of the ingredients of success is timing. It's kind of like this. If I give you the keys to a brand new Ferrari, and you don't know how to drive the Ferrari, it doesn't do you much good. So part of the ingredients of success is timing. And today is the day where you're going to be ready to take this information and apply it and see an immediate increase in your results. Now, I want to encourage you to listen to this audio CD set 7 times. Now, when I say 7 times, I don't necessarily mean listen to CD 1 and then 2 and then 3 and then 4 and so forth, and then start from 1 and then do it all over again. It could be that way, or it could be that maybe you're working on lead generation right now in your business, and you jump ahead to that audio CD on lead generation, and then you just listen to that over and over and over 7 times, and then maybe down the road you really need some help with closing. And so you take that audio CD on closing and you just listen to it over and over and over again. You can mix and match. You can listen to the entire set through and then go to the CD on time management. Or you can listen to the CD on time management 7 times through. But I want you over time to listen to this entire set 7 times through. Why do I want you to do that? Well, you've probably had this experience. You're driving in your car, listening to your favorite song on the radio, and you started to sing along with the words to that song. My question for you is, when did you set a goal to learn the words to the song? And of course, the answer is, you never did. How did you learn the words to the song? Repetition. You just heard it over and over and over and over and over again. I've invested over $100,000 in this information by attending seminars myself and investing in home study courses and coaching programs and mentoring programs. And I've spent literally thousands of hours thinking about these ideas. I've delivered thousands and thousands of sales presentations and trained people all over the world. So that's where this information is coming from. I want to take these best ideas and then transfer them over to you. And the best way that I know how to do this is through repetition. Now, I'm going to do my part and do everything I can to be high energy, to train you in stories, to make it interesting, to get you excited about this information so you can effortlessly listen to these audios and benefit from this powerful content. This CD set is a standalone program. It's also a part of a larger program. And what that means is you can listen to these CDs, participate in the workbook, and you will get tremendous value from this program. To get the most value from the program, it is also a part of a bigger program that I call my associate package. The associate package includes DVDs, a weekly live mentoring call, and my 2-day Advanced Persuasion and Influence Mastery Seminar. If you'd like to learn more about the associate package, you can contact my office. 14 years of study and of live selling and of training have gone into this program. And I'm so excited for you and how you're going to be able to benefit from this information for the rest of your life. And what I'd like to do now is share with you what I believe is the most valuable distinction that I have to share. If I ever ask you, what's the number one most valuable distinction I share? This is the answer. And it's stay in the conversation. And where I learned this distinction is from a woman named Laurel Langmire, and her website is liveoutloud.com. And how I met Laurel, many years ago, one of Laurel's salespeople went through one of my training programs and got so much value, went back to Laurel and said, "Laurel, we really need Eric Lofholm's concepts in our company." And so I got in contact with Laurel that way, and Laurel hired me to consult her sales team, which was a contract that I had for about 18 months. And the more I learned about what Laurel did, the more I became interested in becoming one of her clients. Laurel's company teaches people how to create, build, and sustain wealth. And so I made a decision to sign up for one of Laurel's programs. And the program I went through, it's called the Big Table Program. And I called up Laurel one day and I said, "Laurel, I'm really interested in going to your Big Table Program." She said, "That's great." She said, "Here's the price of the program." I said, "Well, actually, I'd like you to comp me into the program." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I'd like a free ticket." And the reason I'd like a free ticket is I have a large network of people. And when I go to your program and have a great time, probably a lot of my clients are going to want to go through your Big Table Program, and you're going to make a lot of money that way. She says, "Eric, I pay you for your services. You're going to pay me for my services." And I ended up paying for Laurel's program. And I went through it as a participant. And one of the concepts she talks about is called staying in the conversation. And in wealth building, let me ask you this question. Most husbands and wives, do they have a positive conversation about money or a negative conversation about money? That's right, a negative one. I've been married for over 14 years, and my wife and I, we've had our ups and downs financially, and unfortunately, about 11 years ago, we went through our own personal bankruptcy, so I know what it's like to struggle financially. And then what Laurel says is, if you want to create financial wealth, what kind of conversation do you need to have with your spouse? A positive conversation or a negative conversation? Of course, the answer is a positive conversation. And so what her company is, it's a place where people can come from all over the world and get into a positive conversation about wealth building. And that's one of the reasons why I went through her Big Table program. And that idea had a very profound effect on me. And I thought, you know what? That's exactly what I want to create with Eric Lofholm International. I want to create an environment where people can come from all over the world, people just like you, to stay in a positive conversation about sales and business excellence. And this is the purpose of Eric Lofholm International. It's a place where you can come and participate either through audio CD, DVD, conference call, podcasting, live seminar, online learning, and you can access the most powerful ideas on sales, influence, and success, and you can stay in this conversation with me. So one of the ways is through this audio program. So again, if I ever ask you, what's the most valuable idea that I share? The answer is stay in the conversation. Now, one time I went to a seminar, and at the seminar, the gentleman, he drew a circle on the board, and he said, "Now this circle, it represents all the knowledge that exists in the world." And then he drew a little pie slice, and he says, now this pie slice, this is 3% of the circle. And of all the knowledge that exists in the world, 3% are things that you know that you know. For example, you know that you're listening to my Persuasion and Influence Mastery audio program. And you know that you know that you live in wherever you live, whatever country you live in. You know that you know your phone number, assuming you have a phone number. You know that you know your email address, assuming that you have an email address. You know that you know your name. You know that you know your social security number. You know that you know your spouse's name if you're married. You know that you know where you work. And then the instructor drew a little, another little bit bigger pie slice that was 7%. Of all the knowledge that exists in the world. And these are things that you know that you don't know. For example, most likely you know that you don't know how to fly an airplane, unless you do. Or you know that you don't know if you had a cavity, how to fill it yourself. That's why we go to a dentist. So the 7% is things that you know that you don't know. And that leaves us with the remaining 90%. And the remaining 90% are things that you don't know. You don't know, and you have no access to those things that you don't know. You don't know because it's not in the known realm. Well, when you go from you don't know, into the known realm, it creates a breakthrough possibility. And some of the ideas in this audio program are going to be brand new for you. They're things that you didn't know, and because you didn't know them, you have no access to them. But the great news is by being in this conversation with me and by gaining access to these powerful ideas, when you learn a new idea and it goes from you don't know, into the known realm, it creates a breakthrough possibility. Now, one of the things that's going to happen in this audio program, there's probably anywhere from 100 to 200 unique ideas that I'm going to share. And in fact, you're going to end up with too many ideas. You're going to bring all the ideas that you already know, and then all the ideas that are in this program, and you're going to have too many ideas. So this is a distinction that you have too many ideas. And the power of knowing that distinction, it's a conversation around prioritizing. And I want you to develop the habit as you learn ideas to sift through the ideas and look at which are the ones that are going to make the biggest difference for you in your business. Because the problem is they all work. You right now could make a list of 20 ideas that if you implemented them, they would increase your results. But the problem is who has time to implement 20 different ideas at once. So what I want you to do is I want you to take those 20 ideas and I want you to apply the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule is applicable to ideas. What that means is if you have 10 ideas, the top two ideas are equal in value to the other eight combined. So in this case, 20 ideas, the top four ideas are equal in value to the other 16 combined. When I think about taking action, I'm not thinking about what's important. I'm not thinking about what's urgent. I'm thinking about what is going to create the most value. Right now, as I'm creating this audio CD program, literally today in this moment, this is the most valuable activity that I can do. Because by me being in the sound studio right now, this one activity, I'm going to be able to generate leverage from for the rest of my life. And this concept is what you want to work towards mastery of in your own business. You look at all these ideas and then go, okay, what are the ideas that when implemented are going to provide me the most value? The next idea is, move at the speed of instruction. Move at the speed of instruction. Too many times people hear a good idea and go, oh, that's a good idea, and then nothing happens. It's all about action. It's all about action. I'm going to nudge you, maybe even push you to go out and take action Because without action, nothing is possible. With action, everything is possible. Action is the number one key ingredient to all success and all achievement. It's all about action. It's all about action. Take the best ideas that you learn, apply the 80-20 rule, and then go out and take action. Now, there's a caveat to the 80-20 rule, and it's called the 999-1 idea. And it goes like this. Occasionally, you'll come across an idea that is so powerful that one idea implemented is equal in value to the other 999 ideas combined. The definition of this is an elegant idea. An elegant idea is equal in value to 999 other ideas combined. As you're going through this program, those of you that are taking notes, I want to encourage you to review your notes in 15-minute increments to really get what it is that I'm trying to communicate with you. Now, the next big idea is to be coachable. And I want you to ask yourself right now, am I coachable? A few years ago, my mentor, Dr. Moyne, which I'll be talking about a little bit later, and I'll refer to him many times throughout this program, he came out with a book called Ultimate Selling Power. And he mentioned me in the back of the book as one of his successful students, and Dr. Moyne autographed me a copy. And he put in there that I was one of the top five students that he's ever had. And Dr. Moyne has trained hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And when I read that, it really hit me. You see, Dr. Moyne's information has been life-changing for me. But it hasn't been life-changing for the hundreds of thousands of people that he's trained. Those that have taken action on the ideas, it's been life-changing. But it's had a tremendous impact on my life. And what I realized in that moment is it wasn't Dr. Moyne that caused the result. And it wasn't me that caused the result. It was the synergistic combination of the two of us, him supplying the ideas, me taking the action that produced the result. And I have been incredibly coachable throughout my career. So I'm going to suggest to you that one of the factors that's going to have a lot to do with your success in this program is your coachability. Because one thing I absolutely know, I know that the content to take you to a higher level of success is present in this program. When I first started my company over 8 years ago, I used to believe it. The distinction between a belief and a knowing is that a belief is laced with doubt. I no longer believe it. I know that this information absolutely can and will increase your results. And I'm going to do my part, but I need you to do your part. And that's listening to the program, taking action on the ideas, and also being coachable. Now, where did this content come from? Well, a lot of it's come from my life experience. But beyond that, one of the habits that I've developed is to study masters. So I want to share with you a little bit about some of the masters that I've had the privilege of either working with as a student of theirs, reading their books, attending their seminars, and in some cases working side by side with them. And the first individual is Dr. Donald Moyne. Dr. Moyne is the author of, I mentioned, Ultimate Selling Power, Unlimited Selling Power, which Success Magazine said was one of the best books ever written on the subject of professional selling. Dr. Moyne has spent the last 25 years of his life studying sales superstars. And when I say study, he's observed them in the field doing what he calls expert modeling, watching them do what they do live and then documenting those models of what made them successful. Dr. Moyne also has a PhD in psychology. He came up with the neurolinguistic programming movement out of UC Santa Cruz. You might know the names Grinder and Bandler. And Bandler was a student at UC Santa Cruz, and Grinder was a linguistics professor. And Dr. Moyne was a student with Bandler at UC Santa Cruz when NLP was formed. Dr. Moyne then went on to write the first NLP-based sales book ever written called Modern Persuasion Strategies. So this content has been heavily influenced by Dr. Moyne, also by Tony Robbins, who I worked for 3 years, and then I've been studying his content for more than a decade. And when I left Tony's organization, I then was hired back as a consultant and did consulting for his team for 3 years. The next individual is a woman named DC Cordova, and I'm proud to call DC a friend of mine and also one of my mentors. She's one of the top success experts in the world. Next individual is Mark Victor Hansen. And you know Mark Victor Hansen from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. Mark is a brilliant thinker. I've studied his ideas for many years, and I've had Mark speak at my seminars on several occasions. The next individual is recognized as one of the top marketing experts, if not the top marketing expert in the world. His name is Jay Abraham, and I'm a huge, huge fan of Jay Abraham. I've been studying his ideas for many, many years. I've attended his seminars, and my work has been tremendously influenced by his ideas. And the last individual is Napoleon Hill, who I never met personally. He died the year that I was born, 1970. He's the one behind the book Think and Grow Rich, Law of Success, Positive Mental Attitude, The Master Key to Riches, numerous works out there that he's written. And I have been extensively studying Napoleon Hill for many years, so his work is influenced in this audio program. And then their mentors. I mentioned earlier Grinder and Bandor. Their influence is in this audio program. D.C. Cordova and Mark Victor Hansen were heavily influenced by Buckminster Fuller, known as one of the greatest thinkers of all time. One of many people that influenced J. Abraham was Claude Hopkins, the father of copywriting. And Napoleon Hill was heavily influenced by Andrew Carnegie, among others, including Henry Ford and Thomas Edison. So this content is from my own life experience, but then also heavily influenced by studying masters. I want to share with you a little bit about my background. I was not a born sales superstar, just the opposite. I was terrible at selling. But a little bit before that, I grew up in Marin County, and I went to a high school called Redwood High School. And my parents divorced when I was 6 years old. And I spent some time living with my mom and sometimes living with my dad. And my dad remarried in 1980 when I was 10 years old. And I moved in with my dad and my stepmom. And still in Marin County there, and went through high school. And my father graduated from Berkeley, and so did my mom. My sister went to UCLA, and from the time I was a small child, it was always understood that I was going to go to a University of California school. And when I was in high school, I applied. I applied to 7 UC schools, including UCLA and Berkeley and UC Santa Barbara, and I didn't get into any of the schools. In fact, on one particular day, I got 5 rejection letters from UC schools in the same day. Not a happy day in Lofholm household. And I ended up in community college. And that was never even a thought that that would happen, but that's what ended up happening. I didn't do so well in community college. I was there at Sierra College in Rockland, California, which is where I now live. Another story later on in the program, I'll share with you how I met my wife. And I met her when I was living in Rockland, and we've since moved back to Rockland. And I spent 5 years at Sierra College, and I never graduated to get my 2-year AA degree. While I was attending Sierra College, I was paying for my college by working as a line cook at McDonald's. And I worked at McDonald's for 3 years. So my background was not getting into any of the UC schools, 5 years in community college, 3 years at McDonald's, and I went into professional selling. And like a lot of people, I drifted into sales. I never had the intention of going into selling. Always I was going to go to college and get a degree and, you know, become a school teacher or become, you know, a business person or an accountant. And I never imagined in a million years that I would end up in selling. And I drifted into sales. I took a day off of my job at McDonald's, literally, and I went to a seminar, and I met a man named Dante Pirano. And Dante, to this day, I've seen the best of the best speakers in the world, and he is the most powerful speaker I've ever seen. And he happened to be the first speaker that I ever saw speak. And he no longer speaks, but back then he taught wealth building principles, and specifically in the area of real estate. So I went to Dante's seminar to learn real estate. Dante made a statement to the audience, and he said, "If you're willing to do the work, I will teach you what to do." And what he meant was, at the end of my presentation, I have a home study course available for sale. And those of you that would like to learn my methods and systems for real estate investing, you'll have the opportunity to purchase my home study course. But what he said was, if you're willing to do the work, I will teach you what to do. And I heard that Dante was going to personally mentor me. Now, he never made that statement, but that's what I heard. And we hear what we want to hear. And I did purchase Dante's course that day. And within 6 months, I became Dante's assistant. And I was traveling around the country with this multimillionaire. And he was teaching me the ways of business. And he was teaching me how to think. And I'll never forget one particular incident to demonstrate the power of association. One of the things that influences how we think is who we associate with. And I want you to start thinking about who are the people in your life that you're associating with. Now, this is not a conversation around firing your friends. This is a conversation for you to be in an inquiry around, are you associating with people? Do you have some people that are pulling you up to a higher level of success? You see, I believe that you should be pulling some people up to a higher level of success, but then there should be some people above you that are pulling you up to a higher level of success. And so I started associating with this multimillionaire, and I was in Nob Hill in San Francisco, and we were staying at one of the finest hotels there. We were teaching a seminar. When I say we, Dante was teaching the seminar. I was carrying his bags, right? And he would always give me tip money because we'd stay in these really elegant hotels and eat at the finest restaurants. And you know, at times you'd have to tip. And I had never tipped before. I was a cook at McDonald's. And so we got to this really fancy hotel in Nob Hill. And we had a rented minivan at the time that was filled with the seminar gear and the boxes and our luggage. And I said to Dante, I said, well, how much should I tip the guy? He says, well, you tip a dollar a bag. That's customary. I counted it up and there was 20 pieces of luggage and boxes and seminar gear. And so I thought to myself, well, dollar a bag, that's 20 bucks. I'll keep the $20. I'll take it up to the room myself. And I didn't do that, but that was where my mindset was. See, I wasn't thinking like somebody who was successful. And that's one of the things that how Dante changed my life. And in working for Dante, in addition to being his assistant, I also, when I wasn't traveling with him, I was an inside salesperson. And I was terrible at it. At the end of my first year, I'd missed quota 2 months in a row. And the whole first year I worked there, I was Dante's bottom producer. And my manager at the time, his name was Richard Hogan. And Richard pulled me in his office. And he wrote me up and he said, I had a conversation with Sandy Pirano. Now, Sandy was Dante's wife and she was the vice president of the company. And Richard said, Sandy told me, Eric, you know, three strikes and you're out. You miss your quota this next month, you're gone. You know, Eric, selling's not for everybody and it's probably not for you. So you've got one last month to hit your quota. And if you don't hit your quota this month, then unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go. And so he wrote me up on this yellow piece of paper, on one of those yellow tablets. I wish I still had that piece of paper. I don't. He wrote me up, and two other people went on quota probation with me. One of them was the gentleman who sat literally right next to me, Anthony Gonia. The quota was $10,000 a month in gross sales. Anthony and I and this other gentleman named Tim, the three of us were on quota probation. And my back was against the wall, and I had to hit my quota. But I had a problem. My problem was I didn't know how to sell. And I was highly motivated to sell, to hit my quota, but I didn't know how to sell. And I was highly motivated because my wife and I, we eloped in Reno, Nevada. And when we eloped, she was 18 and I was 22. And we got married on December 19th, right after the Christmas party with First Hybrid Corporation, which is the company, the name of the company with Dante. And we got married at the Heart of Reno Chapel in Nevada. And it was right before Christmas, and my wife went to her family, and I went to my family, and we didn't invite any of our family to the wedding. We secretly eloped, and we both went home to our families and told our families that we had gotten married. And her family said, "Well, who did you marry?" And I said, "Well, remember that guy I was dating that worked at McDonald's, the one that went to community college for 5 years and never graduated? Well, that is your new son-in-law." Well, as you can imagine, my in-laws were not very happy with me. In fact, they were very upset with me, and rightfully so. And here it is now, about a year later, I'm about to get fired from my job. And one of the success principles is, what is your why? Why will you take this information, apply it, and see an increase in your results? Tony Robbins says reasons come first. Well, my why was, I could not imagine the thought of having to face my in-laws, having been fired from this job under those circumstances. I was so embarrassed by being on quota probation that I did not tell my wife that I was on quota probation. And I did the only thing that I could think to do. I prayed about it. And my prayers were answered, and the number one sales mind living today came into my life, and he began to mentor and coach me. I affectionately call him the Yoda of sales training, or the Bruce Lee of sales training. And his name is Dr. Donald Moyne. And Dr. Moyne, as I mentioned earlier, best-selling author. He spent the last 25 years of his life studying sales superstars. In my opinion, he's the top expert in the world on persuasion, influence, and selling. And he came into my life and he began to mentor and coach me. You've probably heard the expression, a needle in a haystack. This is like a needle in 100 haystacks. Never underestimate the power of prayer. And when you're getting coached by somebody at that level, of course, what do you think happened to my results? Of course, they went up. The next month, I did 10,500 in gross sales. Do you remember what the quota was? That's right, 10,000. I made quota by one sale. Remember Anthony Gonia, who was sitting right next to me on quota probation with me working for Dante? Well, true story, Anthony Gonia did $9,500 in gross sales. Missed quota by a single sale. I made it by one sale. He missed it by one sale. Guess what happened to Anthony Gonia? That's right, they fired him. We were practically in the exact same place at the same time. I mean, we literally weren't in the same place, but we were right next to each other, sitting right next to each other, both on quota probation. I made it by one sale. He missed it by one sale. And remember earlier I talked about the power of association. Well, by keeping my job, I continued to associate with multimillionaire Dante Pirano, associated with Dr. Moyne. In the near future, I began an association with Ted Thomas, who's a very, very successful business person. Another one of my mentors is Tony Martinez, an incredibly brilliant mind on sales and marketing. And so I was having dinner with these folks. I was associating with them. I was getting my questions answered. They were mentoring me. And a couple years later, I caught up with Anthony Gonia. Now, this is a true story. I said, "Anthony, what have you been doing since you left Dante's?" He said, "Well, Eric, after I left Dante's, my brother and I," this is a true story, "we went and followed the Grateful Dead for the next year." Now, think about the associations I was having. This is nothing about what Anthony was doing. We all have our choices in our life. But associating with the people that follow the Grateful Dead versus associating with these some of the most powerful minds on business and sales and success in the world, it took our lives in a very different direction. I stayed in the conversation with Dr. Moyne, Dante, and Tony Martinez. This is association combined with staying in the conversation is so powerful. I want you to really, really get that idea. So I shared with you that I successfully made quota. I did 10,500 gross sales. Woohoo! You know, 10,500, I made about $2,000 on that. So I didn't make much money, but I did get to keep my job. The next month, though, I did $51,000 in gross sales. You are one good idea away from a sales breakthrough. 7 months later, I did $160,000 in gross sales. Selling is a learned skill. See, I was terrible at selling, and then I learned the principles that Dr. Moyne shared with me, and then I skyrocketed to the top. Many of those principles are contained in this audio program. How I became a trainer of this information, I never had the goal to even go into sales. Remember, I drifted into sales. How I ended up as a trainer of this information, at my company, people started asking me, Eric, how are you able to produce these results? And I started sharing with them what was working for me. Now, I was not born with the gift of selling, but I do believe that we are all born with gifts. And the gift that I was born with is once I understand something, I can explain it to somebody else in a way that's easy for them to understand it. So I started sharing with my colleagues what was working for me, and many of them started seeing increases in their results. My first student ever, he wasn't paying me, he was just a friend of mine that wasn't doing very well selling for Dante. His name was David Fryer, and David came to me and said, Eric, how are you able to produce these results? I started sharing with David the principles that I had learned from Tony Martinez and from Dante and from Dr. Moyne, and David applied them. True story, David went from about $5,000 in a two-week pay period in gross sales to over $25,000 in a short period of time, five times his results. David was my first student. I, at that moment, knew that I had a gift to share this information. I then went on to work for the Tony Robbins Organization to perfect my peak performance skills. And then back in early 1998, I started my company, Eric Laufham International, to be a place where people like you could come from all over the world that are seeking out this profound knowledge on sales influence and success. There's three ways for you to elevate your sales results. It all comes down to these three things. It's the inner game, the outer game, and action. The inner game, the outer game, and action. The inner game is the mental side of selling. It's your belief systems. It's your comfort zone. It's how you deal with fear of rejection. It's your mindset. The outer game is the tactical side of selling. What you say, when you say it, how you say it. What you say, when you say it, how you say it. It's your sales scripts. It's planning your damn paper before the day starts as it relates to time management. It's a definite date for the accomplishment of your goals. It's the mechanics of success. And the third component is action. Moving yourself to follow through and take action on the things that you know that you should be doing in your business. Now, between inner game and outer game, of those two, which one do you think is more important, the inner game or the outer game? If you guess the inner game, you're right. Tony Robbins has a great quote. He says, success is 80% why, 20% how. The why is the inner game. The how is the outer game. Dr. Moyne says, selling is 90% psychology. Selling is 90% psychology. Now, on this audio, I have one last thing that I want to share with you, and then we'll go to the next audio. And it's an exercise that I do in my live seminars called What Level Are You Playing At? And if we were all in a seminar room together, how it would work is I would say good morning, and you guys would say, you and everyone else in the seminar room would say good morning at a level six in terms of energy and enthusiasm. So I would say, good morning, everyone. And you and everyone else would roar back, good morning, Eric, at a level six in terms of energy and enthusiasm on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I would say, okay, let's do it again. Except this time, we're going to play at level eight. A little more energy, a little more enthusiasm. And if you guys want to smile this time, you've got my permission to smile. Let's give it a try. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. And you and everyone else would roar back, good morning, Eric, at a level eight. And now we're going to try it one last time. And this time, we're going to play at a level 10. I want you to give it everything you got. Now, before we do the exercise, I want you to picture in your mind, what do you believe a level 10 looks like? So I'm going to say good morning, and then you say good morning back at a level 10. Now, to show you what I believe a level 10 looks like, what I would do is I'd walk out into the audience, and I'd have a seat right next to you. And I would say, now, when I say good morning, I want you to pop up out of your chair, and then I would rise up out of my chair. I put my hands in the air and say, good morning, Eric. Full energy, full enthusiasm. This is the last time we're going to do it. Now, this time we're going to do the exercises. If your success this year is riding on how much energy and enthusiasm you exude on this exercise, not only is your success riding on it, but your neighbor's success on each side of you, their success is riding on how much energy and enthusiasm you exude. So we're going to try it one last time. Let's give it a try. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. And you and everyone else would roar back, good morning, Eric. And you'd all pop up out of your chairs, hands in the air, enthusiastic with a big smile on your face. And you'd high five your neighbor and you'd have a seat. Okay. Now, my question for you. Now, I want you to be listening to me right now. Forget about the seminar. Now, this is you and me talking right now. I'm coaching you right now. My question for you, over the last 30 days, as you've been working your business on a daily basis, what level have you been playing at? What level have you been playing at in making the number of calls that it takes in order for you to be successful? What level have you been playing at in the area of referrals? What level have you been playing at in follow-up? What level have you been playing at in terms of attitude and enthusiasm? And the level 10 metaphor, it goes far beyond your business. It ripple effects all areas of your life. Over the last 30 days, what level have you been playing at in the relationships that you care about the most? For me, that's my wife and my children and my immediate family and friends. Over the last 30 days, what level have you been playing at in your health? Over the last 30 days, what level have you been playing at spiritually? Because my belief is you get out of life what it is that you put into it. And all the rewards are for those that play full out. And who decides what level we play at on a daily basis? That's right, we do. I want you to think about what I just shared with you. What level have you been playing at? If you're unhappy with the level that you've been playing at today, right now in this moment is a brand new day. Right now in this moment, you can choose to raise your game and play at a higher level in all of these key areas of your life. Now, I want you to imagine if you went out over these next 12 months and you raised the bar and you got yourself to play at a level 10. Imagine the kind of result if you played a level 10 in terms of making your calls. Imagine the kind of results you could produce if you played a level 10 in terms of action, referrals, appointment setting. Imagine the kind of results if you played a level 10 spiritually, in your health, in your relationships. Now, for you to get the most out of this program, my question for you is, in this program, what level are you committed to playing at on these audio CDs? And if you answer 10, you're going to listen to them over time, 7 times through. You're going to do the exercises. You're going to be coachable. You're going to take action on these ideas, and you're going to change your life forever. You're going to earn more money than you've ever dreamed of making before. You're going to make a bigger contribution at your company. You're going to make a bigger contribution in your communities. You're going to be a better husband or wife. You're going to be a better mother. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to take more action, and your life is going to change forever. So I want you to think about, what level are you committed to playing at in this program, on this audio CD on persuasion, influence, mastery? And I want you to say this out loud right now. Say, I commit to playing at a level 10 while listening to the persuasion, influence, mastery audio program. Say that out loud right now. I know it's corny, but go ahead and just say it right now. Say, I commit to playing at a level 10 while I'm listening to the Persuasion and Influence Mastery audio program. Great job. Another way of describing this is what John Wooden would call my personal best philosophy. And you may know the name John Wooden. He's known in college basketball as the greatest college basketball coach ever, has all the records for most championships won. And John Wooden, interestingly enough, never focused on winning. That was never his goal. The goal was always to give your personal best. John Wooden challenged his players to give forth their best effort. And that's another way of describing the level 10 metaphor. We've now just completed the introduction of this awesome audio program, and now we're going to go to the next CD.